Minnesota's Voices, setting the standards for new interpretations of great American standard songs. Welcome to Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards. I'm Arnie Fogel. The year is 1940. The war in Europe provided the subject for one of the few serious moments in the otherwise humorous Broadway revue, Two for the Show. Sophisticated composers Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis had created a gorgeously complex song that was originally depicted as being sung by a group of Londoners, walking at night and singing of the moon, the heavens, the music, and the joys of life and love, only to look up in terror at the sky at the end of the song, followed by a quick curtain, in an obvious reference to the London Blitz. In years to come, the song would transcend its early and very specific topical origins to become a favorite of performers as diverse as Charlie Parker and Benny Goodman. A classic anthem of scat for Ella Fitzgerald and one of Les Paul and Mary Ford's biggest pop hits. Here's Minnesota's voice, Nancy Harms, with How High the Moon.
Somewhere there's music. How faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven. How high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music. It's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven. How near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart. How high the moon. Somewhere there's music, is where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart. Until you will, how still my heart. Until you will, how still my heart. How high the moon.
Nancy Harms with Tanner Taylor on piano. I'm Arnie Fogel. Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards is a KBEM Jazz 88 production recorded by Matthew Zimmerman at Wild Sound Studios in Minneapolis, funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.